Okay, so Yaakov is about to pass away, and he calls together all of his sons to give them blessings. And we get to the Shevet Yehuda. When we get to Yehuda, he has a very lengthy blessing. Let's just focus on one verse in the blessing that he gives to Yehuda. He says, Lo yosu shevet mi Yehuda. The rod of kingship shall not depart from Yehuda. Umechaykeik mi bein raglov. And nor a lawgiver from his descendants. Ad ki yavoy Shiloi, until Shiloi arrives, v'lo yikas anim. And to him will be the subjugation of nations. In other words, nations will be subdued by him, or to him. That's the verse. So let's just focus on the first phrase of this verse. Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda. The rod of kingship shall not pass from Yehuda. Now, do we have a king, a descendant of Yehuda as our king today? We don't. But the Pasuk says, Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda, the kingship will never depart from Yehuda. So how do we explain the reality that we don't have a king from Yehuda today? And the Christians actually use this verse in support of their claims. And they say that, well, we need an eternal king to rule over us because the verse says that the kingship will never depart from Yehuda. So we must have an eternal king that's a descendant of Yehuda. And they use that to support their what they term the eternal king. The Ramban says that it's impossible, just from analyzing the verses, it's impossible to interpret this verse to mean that there will always be a king from the tribe of Yehuda. For two reasons. Reason number one is that we have many verses which predict our exile. For example, we have the verse in Parshas Kisavai, what's known as the Teichacha, the admonitions, in which the verse describes that we, along with our king, will be exiled. Now, if we lose our independence, then we cannot have sovereignty. And if we don't have sovereignty, then we don't have a king from the Shevet Yehuda. So the verses in the Torah itself are clear that we will not always have a king from Yehuda as our ruler, as our leader. That's number one. Number two, says the Ramban, there were long periods well before the Christians came around, in which we had no king at all. For example, throughout the Babylonian exile, 70 years, we had no king. Throughout most of the Second Temple period, we had no king. We had Zerubbabel, but he was an exception. And therefore, it's clear from our history that we were not always destined to have a king from Shevet Yehuda. So we can't interpret the verse this way. So how do we interpret the verse? Ibn Ezra has one approach. Ibn Ezra's approach is, when it says that the kingship will never depart from Yehuda, it doesn't mean kingship. The word shevet here, the rod, does not necessarily refer to a monarch. It rather refers to distinction. It refers to chashivas, importance. And that means that Yehuda will always be considered the most important of all the tribes. He will be given the most deference. He will be given the most distinction, and we will refer to him as our leader, but not necessarily as a king. That's the Ibn Ezra's approach. The Ramban rejects this approach, and he says the word Shevet means kingship, and therefore we cannot interpret it the way the Ibn Ezra interprets it. So the Ramban understands this to mean not that there will always be a king from Shevet Yehuda, but rather, yeah, what Yaakov is doing here is bestowing the right to kingship to Yehuda. And he's saying the right to kingship will always lie with Yehuda. So we will not always have a king. But whenever we do have a king, it will be from Shevet Yehuda, because he always maintains the right to kingship. Now this has two implications. Implication number one is that whenever we do have a king, it will always be from Shevet Yehuda. Implication number two is that no other Shevet will ever be able to dominate Yehuda. Yehuda will always be independent from the other tribes. It may not be independent from other nations, but from the other tribes within our nation, Yehuda will always be independent. Those are the two implications of the Ramban's approach. Now, there is an obvious problem with this approach, which we will have to discuss tomorrow, and that is that there are many instances in our history where we have had kings who were not from Shevet Yehuda. In fact, who was our first king? Our first king that we ever had?
Shaul.
And which tribe was he from?
Binyamin,
exactly. He was from the tribe of Binyamin. So our very first king was not even from Yehuda. Now, how do we explain that? Even according to the way the Ramban reads this verse, it's saying that we will never have a king from the Jewish people who is not from Shevet Yehuda. And we clearly have many kings not from Shevet Yehuda. If you look at through Sefer Malachim, we have plenty of kings who are not from Shevet Yehuda. And even our first king, as I just mentioned, was not from Shevet Yehuda. So the Ramban is going to have to explain that. And we'll have to hear his explanation tomorrow.